Now, he's on the fly this morning, Mark Taylor, and it's all about Dutchie Holland. Unfortunately, passed away yesterday, but Tubby himself was at a function on a Friday night for Dutchie. He joins us now. Hello, Tub.
Morning, Fletch. How are you, mate?
Very well, mate. I appreciate you coming on this morning. We had a little exchange on Friday, and you said you'd just arrived in Newcastle for that function. I gather Dutchie was there.
He was. And to be honest, he was in reasonable spirits. Obviously, not quite the Dutchie that I remember from his playing days, but he was still in pretty good spirits. And obviously, the timing of that function turned out to be very, very optimal, really, because the chance for quite a few of us to say good day. And his diagnosis or prognosis over the last 6 to 12 months hasn't been very good. So I think we all hoped he would last longer than he did.
Yes.
But it was obviously very good timing. We had a function for him, a chance to raise a bit of money for him and his family. Obviously, all this treatment he's been getting has been quite expensive. So that was also a good thing. But most importantly, a chance just to say good day and pass on our best wishes to him.
Yeah, Tubby, he loved the game. And quite clearly, we talk about players playing a long time now. He made his test debut at the age of 38.
Yeah, exactly right. When I came into the New South Wales squad, it was 85. The Dutchie was already just in the Australian side at the age, and he was 38 or 39, and I was just turning 21, and I was playing cricket with a 38, 39-year-old for New South Wales. it was a bit strange, but it was brilliant, really.
Yeah. Tub, that's like grade cricket in Wagga, isn't it? It used to be the case that you'd come in as a youngster and there'd be a guy who was late 30s, even 40.
Absolutely. And I think that was a really good thing. The stuff that I learnt from people like the Bob Hollands, Murray Bennett was also in the side, obviously nowhere near as old as Dutchie, but the sort of left arm spinning Murray Bennett, and we had Greg Matthews, a big off spinner. So we'd play sort of three spin bowlers back in those days, one on a turning wicket at the SCG. So it taught me a lot about spin bowling and the subtleties of field changes and all those sorts of things. And we used to bowl something like 120 overs a day in those Shield games because we just get through the overs. Scoring quickly was hard because the ball wasn't coming on. If you bowled your 120 overs a day, you more than likely take 10 wickets, so you bowl a side out.
Geez, Tubby, we talk about leg spin being a very hard craft and the fact it takes a long time to master it. When you think he made debut at 32 for the Blues, New South Wales, and then 38, it certainly is a hard task.
Absolutely. And Dutchie, he certainly wasn't a Shane Warne. He wasn't the sort of guy who'd go around and say, I've got a zutter this week and a skidder the next and all this sort of stuff. Dutchie bowled predominantly a leg spinner. And bowled the occasional wrong'un, and I say occasional because he didn't feel comfortable bowling it a lot. But one thing he did do is he'd land his leggy very well and very regularly, and that's, I think, was the secret to Dutchie's success as a first-class cricketer, just consistently landing his leg spinner and being a lot more competitive than a lot of people sort of gave him credit for. He's no doubt he was one of the game's great gentlemen, but he was also a competitor, loved to bowl. Love to take on a batsman.
Yeah, and Tubby, I've been talking about the character. I didn't have a lot to do with him, but every time I did, he was that gentleman, a lovely fella, and I know that he gave so much back. He was into his coaching locally, and if he was asked to extend that, say, in Sydney at a high-level squad, community-based, he rolled a pitch forever. He was a great man.
Absolutely. I think, obviously, one of the sad news stories of last year was when he had an incident up there and around Toronto, doing some work for his, I think, Southern Lakes Cricket Club. And he was actually going and visiting the ground that their second or third grade side play on up there. He was just checking the covers and the facilities of the ground prior to the game on the weekend. So that's the sort of guy Dutchie Holland was. It wasn't always about the elite, the first side either. It was about the youngsters coming through. And I think that's why he was so loved by the cricket community, because he could mingle and enjoy the company of the best, but also had just as good a time with the young kids and those blokes who are 40-odd plus, or the girls playing today, just enjoying the game of cricket.
I'm trying to think. I mentioned the debuts at 32 for the state, 38 for the country, but he kept playing forever, didn't he? When did he eventually give it away, Tubby? Do you know what age?
I don't honestly do not know.
He played he kept playing though, didn't he, for a long, long time.
I think so, yeah.
He did. Yeah. As I said, I think he just loved playing, and I think it was a great way for him, as should be the case, to meet people and just mingle with people. He loved the social side of the game.
Yeah, yeah. And Rick McCosker, another gentleman of the game, comes from Newcastle, so a couple of beauties there. Tubby, very quickly, mate, we thank you for talking about Dutchie, the one-day international. I don't know if you know this stat. I'm sure you do because you're a stats man and that's why you stay up late at night because you... Well, that's what Tubby tells me all the time. But that's our... Since September 2016, away from home, mate, that's our ninth loss in a row.
Yeah, it's not great, is it?
No.
Although, as you say, Spats, I didn't stay up late to watch all that game. I watched a bit of it and I saw when we had them about 5 for 100.
Yeah.
I thought well, he was a real chance, you know, that's what the Indians do so well over there. They've got all those guys who bat, you know, down at 7, 8, and 9 who can still make more than handy contributions. Obviously, that Pandya, he was in at the crease when I went to bed and he kicked on and saw he made 80-odd off about 60 balls. And over in India, that's all you need to do. You get one guy down that the bottom of the order who can score as quickly and as well as that, and all of a sudden you're chasing 270 rather than chasing, well, I thought Australia would be chasing about 200.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Mate, they were 3 for 11. I thought they could have got out for under 100. But he was very, very controlled, MS Dhoni.
It doesn't tend to happen like that over there, too.
Yeah, I know. He was very circumspect. He just thought, you know what, I'm going to bat the hole. And then once he got control, he just went whooshka. And you're right about Pandya. He was quite brutal. He was fantastic.
I laugh at TK this morning, mate. He saw an overhead shot of Chennai and the ground and
the coast.
And he said, gee, it looks like a great spot. And I'm not talking it down, right? But let me tell you, it's not the Gold Coast.
Well, it looked better than some places in India I've seen.
Yeah.
Maybe Slats could do some broadcasting from there. Maybe TK could do something from there, Slats. What do you reckon?
Yeah. They're exactly
well,
right.
At least I could see some water. I thought, it looks quite pleasant.
It's not hot either.
No.
And there's an open drain that runs, and in the afternoon there's a wind.
The waft comes over?
Yeah. Anyway, it's always...
You're sure that's from the drain,
Chennai's slots? Always looked after us.
Good on you, Tubby. We thank you so much. And, you know, our thoughts and prayers quite clearly, Mark, to the Holland family and a passing of a really good character within New South Wales, but also Australian cricket.
Absolutely. Well said, TK. He certainly was, as a lot of people have said and documented, one of the true gentlemen of the game, a great loss to the game.
Good on you, Tubb. We thank you for your time, mate.
Thanks, boys.